Well, just same kind of question, really, that I put to your gaffer. 1 point today, but should it have been three, do you think?
Yeah, big time. I think we're a bit disappointed coming away from here. You know, I think, obviously, if you came to me before the game and said, would you take a point coming away from the Riverside, I probably would have taken it. But, you know, I feel coming away from here now, I'm very disappointed. I think we had better the chances. And, you know, Mills were meant to be the division's best, and we've come here and we've outplayed them. And I think we should have come away from here with 3 points.
Darren Randolph made three excellent saves, didn't he? One from you in the second half. Did you think that was it?
Yeah, it was kind of a funny one. You know, I think it was could have been Brownie that, you know, played the ball into me. I got in half turn, I seen the space in front of me. You know, I burst through and, you know, it got a bit, you know, stuck under my feet and I, you know, kind of bull-toed it. And you know, I thought it just creeped in the bottom corner. But, you know, Darren Randolph, you know, got across and he... been an excellent save, but you know, I think obviously Barkey hit the post in the first half. He made another brilliant save. So, you know, there's signs of good things to come. You know, because I know we've only scored one goal from open play. We haven't conceded from open play yet this season. But you know, once we get, you know, a couple of goals in one game, I think we'll start to click.
So much right about what you're doing at the minute, isn't there? The way you're playing, the way you're defending, the number of chances, corners. You know, you've had miles more than Middlesbrough today, yet it's just not going in.
That's the thing, like, I think, obviously, you know, you come to these types of grounds and, you know, people expect us, you know, sit back and, you know, sit deep and, you know, let the pressure come onto us. But the gaffer has us playing in a way that, you know, excites the fans and, you know, pushes us forward. And, you know, we'd like to get on the front foot, even if it's Middlesbrough away or, you know, one of the, you know, so-called lower teams at home. But we come into every game pretty much the same. And that's the way he's brought this mentality to this football club. And, you know, you can see it, obviously, only 5 games in, but, you know, obviously taking 8 points from these 5 games, it's been an excellent start with, obviously, the tough start we've had.
Talk of excellent starts, Josh Earle at left-back seems to have taken to life very quickly at this level. He's putting some great crosses in for you guys as well.
He's brilliant. You know, I couldn't believe the age of him when I first came here. Honestly, I thought he was, you know, 22, 23, how mature he is, you know, not only on the pitch but off the pitch. And, you know, he's going to have such a big future. You see it out there coming to a stadium with this crowd and, you know, obviously this atmosphere. And it's just normal to him. It's like a duck in water. And, you know, he does have a bright future, and it looks like he's improving every single game.
What's next then for you? You're in the provisional Republic of Ireland squad, aren't you? So yeah. When do you find out whether you're actually in that squad or not?
I think it's either tonight or tomorrow. I think there's a few games tomorrow evening, I think. So obviously, you know, Martin O'Neill's going to assess what players he has and what players he doesn't have, and you know, I suppose take it from there. And you know, hopefully now I can, you know, make that, you know, 27, 26 man squad, and you know, as I said, they're taking there.
And how much do you know that they've been watching you? How closely do you know? Any idea as to how often they've come to see you?
I'm not really sure. Like, obviously they're probably going to have, you know, a couple of guys at each game, because there's a few of us on this team that have represented our country. And you know, obviously you've seen today, maybe they had a few scouts today, because obviously they had, you know, Cyrus and you know, Darren Randolph on the opposite team. But you know, I don't really take too much into that. I kind of, you know, treat each game by as the same. And you know, yeah, so I just take them there.
What would it mean though for you to get picked in that squad and maybe to make your debut?
As I said before, every young kid's dream is to play for the country at the highest level. And you know, it's something I've dreamt from 4 or 5 years of age, since I started playing football. And you know, if I do get the chance to put on that jersey, I'll relish every bit of it. And you know, obviously, if, as I said there, I've had, you know, a decent enough start. I know obviously the goals haven't come, but I'm still very confident that the goals will come. And you know, we're playing well, and you know, hopefully, you know, after the international break, now we look to, you know, start banging in the goals.